Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Dalet, 19:4. We already learned that to do Bris Milah on Shabbos, when it's not a chiyuv to do so, would be an Isra Doraisa of making a chabura, of causing bleeding, and would carry with the penalty of bringing a chatas. The question here is, what if you do it on accident? So the Mishnah will give two cases here, and we'll see it may make a difference whether the child was already chayav in bris milah, or if it wasn't. So the Mishnah says inside, Misha hayalo shnei tinokos. Let's say the mola had two different children that he was responsible for doing milah on. Echad lamul achar ha-shabbos, one whose bris milah is eighth day, is not coming up until Yom Rishon, Sunday. He was born on a Sunday, so he won't be chayav in bris milah until next Sunday. Ve'echad lamul b'shabbos. And the other child was born on a Shabbos, so the proper day for him to get his bris milah is on Shabbos. And as we learned already, bris milah is docha Shabbos. So, what happens if he makes a mistake? V'shachach, he forgot, he makes things up. Umal es shel achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he does the milah on the child who was born on a Sunday. So when he did the milah on that child, the child was just 7 days old, and therefore it's not even a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, even b'dieved, nothing happened, of course. Child needs to get his new bris milah or hatafas on bris, whatever it'll be, after Shabbos. So that being the case, chayev. Everyone will agree that the moel is chayev for bringing a chatas because he was machal Shabbos midoraisa b'shogeg. It was an accident. Certainly he didn't mean to be machal Shabbos, but nevertheless, causing a child to bleed on Shabbos is certain cares of the penalty. And there's no mitigating factor here for sure because there's no mitzvah in any circumstances because the child wasn't even chayev in bris milah. If you'll ask Akasha, wait a second, at least call this some kind of kill kuli or doing a destructive act, and therefore you should be not chayev midoraisa, no chatas requirement. The answer is, the Rambam says, listen, and the Hilchos Tov brings it, that you're fixing up the child. The bottom line is no milah will be required after Shabbos, so you've fixed them up a little bit, although the requirements take like a drop of blood. Dam hatafas bris will be required, but at least you've brought the child halfway to completion, and therefore it's a constructive act for which one would be liable for bringing a chatas because you can't cause a child to bleed on Shabbos for no good reason. Another possibility, echad lamul be'erev Shabbos. If you had two children and one, his bris milah was to be done on a Friday. This child was born on a Friday. So when Shabbos, the next Shabbos rolls around, he'll be actually 9 days old. He should have had his bris on the Friday, but the mole made a mistake, and he ends up giving the bris milah to the child on Shabbos proper. So now the child is already he's old enough to get a bris, and therefore the bris, while it's not docha Shabbos, the bottom line is, lamaisa, after the fact, the child now had his bris, and that's a mitzvah. So since the mole did a mitzvah, will be mechayev him to bring a chatas because he was mechal Shabbos while he was doing that mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, echad lamul be'erev Shabbos, one child had to get his bris on Friday, ve'echad lamul b'Shabbos, and the second child had to get his bris on Shabbos, v'shachach, and the mole again forgot, he made a mistake, umal eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he does the bris milah on the 9-day-old child on Shabbos. So again, that milah was not permitted because Shabbos is only nidch, it's only pushed off for bris milah if it's bris milah bismano on the 8th day, and this wasn't that case. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, the bottom line is, you were mechal Shabbos, you caused a chabura, it was a mistake, fine, that's what chatas is, for a mistake, it's a shogeg, and therefore you bring your chatas. Rabbi Yoshua Poter, Rabbi Yoshua ever says, no. He says, since the mole was osek in a devar mitzvah, and he actually did achieve a mitzvah, right? He gave that child the bris milah. So, although he shouldn't have done it l'chachila, b'di'evid he'll be exempt from bringing a chatas. And Rabbi Yoshua actually says this based on a limud from the origins of bringing a chatas, which really comes from the lachas of Avodah Zarah. And of course, in Avodah Zarah, there's no aspect of mitzvah. So here Rabbi Yoshua says, since really there is an aspect of mitzvah, and the mole was osek, he was involved in tarud, he was involved in doing a mitzvah. So therefore, although it wasn't the right thing to do, certainly, but b'di'evid he'll be exempt from bringing a chatas. Now, halacha lamaisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua, but even more than that. According to the Rambam, there's a machlokas in the Gemara about the girsa of this Mishnah, and the question is, according to one version, Rabbi Yoshua even exempts the mole in the first case, where the child was only 7 days old. That's not the Girsa of our Mishnah, but the Rambam Paskins like that Girsos, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that since the Mole was involved in doing a mitzvah, or trying to do a mitzvah even, he'll be exempt from Achatas Lamaisa, whether the child were 9 days old or 7 days old.